This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. A McDonough County jail inmate has accomplished something no other inmate of the jail has done before. 23-year-old Trenton Seelock of Bushnell earned his GED through an online program while still incarcerated. iPathways is designed to help inmates prepare for the GED tests. The computers used in the program connect only to iPathways' wireless network and its content. Seelock says he decided to buckle down and get his GED while in jail to improve his life and make his 11-month-old daughter proud.
And the jail offered me that opportunity, and I figured I'd be dumb not to take it.
Seelock says he dropped out of high school when he was a sophomore. He says he's worked odd jobs since then and has done what he calls stupid things, such as trying to sell drugs. Seelock spent a couple months in jail on a domestic violence charge. He was just released, and he's already signed up for welding classes that begin in August at Spoon River College. Seelock says he's pretty proud to be the first inmate to earn his GED through the iPathways program, which has been offered at the county jail for a couple years.
I've had a lot of help, though, you know. I couldn't have done it by myself. I'm really thankful for the people that I've had here that, you know, have kind of boosted me through it.
One of those people is Emily Claros. She's the GED coordinator for the Sheriff's Department. Claros believes Seelock is turning around his life and is now headed on the right path.
So if he just keeps doing what he's doing, stays out of trouble, I think he can do what he's trying to set his goal as.
Claros also has a goal, which is to help other inmates earn their GED. She says she's just started working with another one and plans to use Seelock's success as a motivational tool. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.